Okay, let's get into Perek Vav of Shir HaShirim, 6th of 8, and we continue with the discussions of the conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and we start off here with the nations of the world taunting us and making fun of us, as the previous Perek had said, the whole, when the nations asked us, what's so special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they asked us, right, Ma dodech midod hayafa b'anashim, right, well, what is so special about your dod? So now they taunt us again, Ana halach dodech, so you went to look for him, right, he ran away, as we learned at the beginning of the previous Perek, Ana halach dodech hayafa b'anashim, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd the dod go? Ana pano dodech unavakshenu imach. We'll come find him with you. Right? We'll come find him with you. So is this, again, is this a pure taunt? Or is this an actual, we'll go with you? Unavakshenu imach. Rashi quotes here, references the psukim in Sefer Ezra, which we discussed when some of the internal Jewish enemies try to stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and they try to infiltrate from within and say, we'll help you build it. And ultimately, they would stop it from within, and that's what it's being referred to here. And Nehemiah and the other leaders, Zerubbabel, said, no, we're not interested. We don't need your help. That's what it's referred to here. Dodi Yarav Lagano, we answer. My dod went back to his gan, went back to the garden. La Rugas Habosem. Referring to the Ketores. What is this referring to? Rashi Tzivalanu Livnos Hechalo V'yesham Imanu. Ardo, we have a house. Yeah, it was destroyed, but he still loves us. Yarava Ganol Arugas Habosem Liros Baganim. To see in all the Ganim, Rashi says this is referring to the Bate Mikdash and the Bate Medrash and the Bate Knesses. So the Mikdashe Ma'at, that's where he might be right now, even though he's not with us in the Beis HaMikdash, for Lokot Shoshanim, and to gather the roses. That's where he could be found. What does it mean to gather? Rashi says the roses are the mitzvos. Lokot Zechu Yosehen Ulakasvam Bezefer Zikaron Lefanav. And then we have the Pasuk, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Famous pasuk, Rashi Tevas of Elul, as many point out, I am to my dod, and my dod is to me. We declare the relationship. In context, Rashi emphasizes, Ani l'dodi. You are not l'dodi. I have the special relationship. Ani l'dodi v'lo atem lo. V'lo tivnu imanu. You will not build with us the Beis HaMikdash. Only ones that are truthful, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins that we are of a special relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and with the Torah. Remember, the Gemara talks about how do you know what's the source that a non-Jew who's osik b'Torah is chayav misa? He's not allowed to learn Torah. Shneamar Torah tziva lanu Moshe mo rasha lanu mo rasha v'lo lahem. To us, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. To us, it is a mo rasha. It is a heritage and not to them. And therefore, you know, they cannot impinge on this special relationship, right? Ani l'dodi and not atem l'dodi. If you look, interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein and others point out in the Haggadah of Arzi Levanon, you would expect a pasuk like this of Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, you know, you would think that, you know, it would be in a different sefer, Dafka Shir HaShirim. Again, it's all about love. But if this is a reference to Elul, wouldn't you think this would be in a more awe context? And Rav Moshe says, no, exactly not. The highest level, as we know, is Tshuva Me'ahava. And that's why Dafka, it's in Shir HaShirim. Elul hu chodesh his oris l'chazor b'tshuva v'ashmi'inan sh'adif l'hisor me'ahava v'lo mi'ira. The highest level is Me'ahava. So Ani l'dodi v'dodi li is in Shir HaShirim, because that's the highest level of Tshuva, as we know. Tshuva Me'ahava takes donos, makes them into mitzvos. L'hisbonein b'chesed Hashem yisbarach imanu. The way that we should be inspired is to think about the godless and the chesed that Hashem does for us. Shekol chiyuseinu mimenu, all of our lives are from him. V'chol asher lanu miyado ha'psucha ha'kadosh v'archava, everything is from him. V'hu meir panav eleinu b'chesed kel kol hayom b'ruchnius b'gashmius. V'lo kavonoseinu gomalanu. He does so much for us. That's the message of Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, dafka in Shir HaShirim. And again, this pasuk also emphasizes the thought that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak talks about, also in the Biurei Chasidus, he talks about here, the special relationship. Knesset Yisrael hi bechinas nukva ledodi. Knesset Yisrael is like the female. Female means the mushpa. From the dod, ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki mekabelas heimenu kol ha'ashpos. V'dodi li, but Hashem is also, get something from us, mekabel tainug. And therefore, it is a symbiotic relationship that back and forth, and we each give to each other. And again, we each are proud of each other. Remember the thought that Reb Levi Yitzchak is quoted in the Tosfos Chadashim, the first Tosfos Chadashim on the side of the Mishnayos, in Psachim, where they talk about, when the Mefarshim talk about, why is Psachim and Pesach called Psachim? Right? Why isn't it called Matzah? Why Dafka is it to call Pesach? If you look in the Torah, Pesach is just the name for Erev Pesach, not the name for Pesach. It's Chag HaMatzos. So that's where the Tosfos Chadashim quotes Tupshatim. Tupshatim, let's get the one that we're interested in. But Ofan Acher Yesh Lefaresh. Api Mashano De Bekama Mekomos. Uve Prapa Rashi Beshir Ashirim. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mishtabeach Hu Mispares Atzmo Ba'amo Beis Yisrael. Ukema Maram Zal, like the Gemara says, Tfilin, Demari Alma, Maksib Behu. What does it say in Hashem's Tfilin? Mikam Chai Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. V'tainug Shal Yisrael Lomar Shevach Shal Hashem Yisbarach. And the Tainug of B'nai Yisrael, it's praise Hashem, Baruch Hu V'rach Shemo, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hine, HaKarban, Shenikra Pesach, Hu Lashon Chanina. K'mamar HaKadosh, V'amartem Zvech Pesach, Pesach HaBati B'nai Yisrael, Hashem passed over us, U'mevuar B'shem Zeh Shevach Shel Hashem Yisbarach, and the Pesach is all about Hashem's greatness, Shechamal Al Amo B'nai Yisrael, U'b'shem Ayantif Shenikra Chag HaMatzos, so what about Chag HaMatzos? Mevuar Atam because of Ugos Matzos Ki Lo Chomet, Ki Garshu, U'mevuar Shenikra Chag HaMatzos, Sheyotsu Miyad, Shlo Hayu Mesachvim Klav Adaraba, Hayu Mezurazim B'mitzvot Hashem, Ad Shlo Hayu Be'efshari Lis Chametz, Ha Isa, Vizeu Shevach Yisrael, Kwamara Kasuv, Zachardi Lachesin Urayach, Lechtechachre Bamidbar, Ukapir Shvashi Sham. Hashem Yisbarach Zochalem Zeas Chushi Yatsum Yavalo Echinu Lachem Tseida. And that's why the Fizem Eturas, that Torah, who be Piakadish Baruchu, Karazeh, Hayantiv Chagamatzos, the Chagamatzos Murumas Shevach Yisrael, Vashem Yisbarach Over Tabit Shevach Yisrael, Vachazav Arachnu Karm Ze Hayat Pesach, the Shem Ze Mor Shevach, Shel Hashem Yisbarach Baruchu, K Nirali. And that's what is quoted from Rav Levi Yitzchak, and that's also here. That's the secret of Anila Dodi, Dodi Li. We each are very fond of each other. And now continues HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Am Yisrael. Yofa at Rayasi Ketirtza. You are as beautiful as Tirtza. Tirtza is either a beautiful city, that's what the Mesudas David says, a beautiful city in used to be in the Shomron, the northern part, when the Malchus was split. Rashi says it's from the word Ritsuya. You are beautiful when you are Ratsui, when you are following my mitzvahs. Yofa at Rayasi Ketirtza. Navak Yerushalayim, as beautiful as Yerushalayim. Ayuma Kanidgalos. Ayuma, you instill awe. Kenid Galos, the Mitzudas Sion says, Miloshen Degel, like the flags that are hanging, that people see a flag and they're in awe. So too, you, Kla Yisrael, you are a dove, you are an Orlagayim. Hasebi Einayach Mi Negdi, turn your eye from me, says the Pasuk. Rashi says that this means that sometimes when a chassan and a kala and a fiancé are looking at each other, it's kind of like, oh, they get overwhelmed with emotion and they can't even look straight at each other because it's such an intense feeling. And that's what Rashi says here. Hasebi nayach mi negdi. Turn your eye from me. Shehem hirivuni. They are exciting me. Exciting me. Rashi. Kibachur sha'arusa so chaviva va'areva alav. I can't hold back. So just turn away for a minute. The feelings are so intense. That's one shot that Rashi gives. And again, the love that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love sickness that we talk about at the end of Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. So this pasuk in one sense is HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeling that same way also. Hashem says to us, to the Kala, to look away. There's another pshat in Rashi that many of the Mefarshim talk about, that turn away, that's referring to the Bayis Sheni, that during Bayis Sheni we were missing the number of items, the Aron and the Luchos, the Chulu, and the Kaparis, and the Kruvim, and that's what this pasuk is referring to, more of a negative, that I can't put those items back in the Beis HaMikdash. Sarech ke'eder ha'izim shagoshu min ha'gilad, we had these psukim earlier, it's a repeat, right? Your hair is beautiful, shinaya ke'eder ha'rechelim, sha'alum and ha'rachza, and the teeth are like a eider from the sheep that are beautiful, kula matimos, they're all lined up. Kifelach rimon rakaseich mibad letzamaseich. So we had those mishalim before. But now we continue. Shishim hema malachos. There are 60 kings. Ushmon and pilakshu and 80 concubines. Va'alamos ein mispar. An uncountable, an unbelievable amount of young women. But, this is Hashem talking, there are so many in the mashal, there are so many princesses and concubines and young women, but achas hi, I only have eyes for one. Yonati tamati. Achas hi li'ima. One to her mother. Let's just read the pasuk, then we'll talk about each phrase. Bara hi li'olavita. Right? And clear to the one who gave birth to who. Ra'uha. Banos vaya ashruha, others see her and praise her. Malachos ufilakshim vaya hallelujah. Everybody praises her. She's the one. There's a vart that the Bali Musar say over that we mention Adam and Chava in the Sheva Brachas. Kisamechacha yitzircha baganeidin mikedem. Why do we mention Adam and Chava? Because they were the only ones in the world. They were the only ones in the world. And we want the love to be that they only have eyes for each other. Or the other vart is mentioned. The Gemara says in Meseches Kiddushin, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, and the question is, what's the connection between, you know, getting married and buying Maras Machpelah? So if you ask Avraham, right, who got the better deal? So Avraham Avinu would have said, what do you mean to buy? Well, let's start the other way. It works better. If you ask Ephron, who got the better deal? Ephron would have said, what do you mean? He gave me millions of dollars for a bunch of rocks and a cave? Of course, I got the better deal. I can't believe it. If you ask Avraham, who got the better deal, what would Avraham say? The Pesach to Gan Eden only cost me a couple million dollars. That's it. That's all. Right? Some shkalim. Arba mil shekel kesef. That's it. The Pesach to Gan Eden. It's infinite. I would have paid even triple and quadruple. If you ask each of them, they would have said, I get the best deal of my life. That's a marriage. They should each look at each other as, wow, what a deal I got. What a deal. So that's what Hashem reflects here. Achas hi, yonati, tamati. Out of all of them, they're the ones that are so special, and the only one that I have eyes for. There's a couple of pshatim of what shishim heima malachas. Rashi quotes that there are many different opinions in Torah, many different opinions. Says Rashi, achasi yonati umikulam achasi anefchers liyona. I'm sorry, that's talking about the relationship. Achasi liima, getting into that phrase. Achasi li'ima, the first part of the pasuk that Rashi quotes refers to all the different generations and the families after Noach and after Abraham. But now achasi, but it's all one, yonati. Achasi li'ima, one to its mother. Harbe machlokos bebati midrashos. Kulam libam lahavin Torah al-machon of al-mitasa. Says Rashi, it's one. It has one unified goal, and that is different opinions in Torah, but it's all to ultimately come to the emes. Right, Machona va'alamita. Right, and that's the concept of Elu ve'Elu Dibri Elokim Chayim. Right, we know there's various different approaches to that Yisod. Right, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. That's where it is. But you can't learn that without mentioning the Ritva. The Ritva in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. They are quotes from the Chachmei Tzarfas, which is fascinating. The Ritva, one of the Gaonei Svarad, quotes from the Rabbani Tzarfas. Hechef shashiyushneim Dibri Elokim Chayim. How could you have opposing opinions and they're both Dibri Elokim Chayim? Ze oser v'ze matir. How is that possible? V'tirtzu, and the Rabbani Tzarfas answer. Ki kishaola Moshe lamarom l'kabal Torah. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, heru lo kol davar v'davar. They showed him about every Torah concept. Mem tes panim le'isser u'mem tes panim le'heter. They showed him 49 faces of Isser, 49 for Heter. V'sholak hadash baruch hu al ze. And Moshe says, what is going on here? How could this be mutter? These are the different aspects of it, and it's up to the Chachmei Yisrael to figure out Shabacholder of Adar, V'yachra Kemosam, and the Hachra will be like them. What does he mean here? That how could you have again? How could they both be true? So that's the Maharal. The Maharal of Be'er HaGolah explains that let's say you look at a tree. And somebody asks, what makes the tree grow? And one person says water, and one person says dirt, and one person says the sun, and one person says the soil. Who's right? They're all right. It just depends on what your perspective is. But they're all emes. And that's the goal of all of them. Right? Kamosha ba'olam nimsa davar murkav mehafachim. So too, b'torah ein davar echa tami lagamre. Shol yeh botzat tara. V'ish botzat tuma gamkein. V'kasher echa lamad al davar echa tohar. V'nasan taimo v'sichlo latara. Hari omar b'china achas kvi mashehu. V'yomar tame. V'omar taimo ze omar gamkein b'china achas. And that is what the message is of this Rashi. Achas hi le'ima, that is the ultimate. If you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he quotes also here that the Shishim and the Shmonim talk about, refer to Mesechtis. Shishim heima malchus elu Shishim Mesechtis. Shmonim pilakshim elu Shmonim parshios. What does that mean? And what does it mean? Achas? Kol Yala Torah, to kol Masechtos Vabraisos Hakol Kolul the Sefer Torah. All of Torah, not just the opinions, but all the different parts of Torah are all really one unit. That's Achas Hi Leima. Barahi Leoladata, Rashi references the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, one for the ones who bore it. That's referred to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was the first Ava that was Zocha to Mitaso Shlema. He looked and he wasn't sure, and he asked his children, do they all believe? And they all said, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he answers, Baruch Shem Kavod, right? All of Am Yisrael are Masur to their Avos and the Himos. Ra'uha Banos Vaya Ashruha. Now, referring to the Banos, referring to all the other nations. The other nations, Sikla Yisrael Vaya Ashruha, and they praise her. Right, Rav Pam notes, right, this is our mandate in life, is to be an Arla Goyim. A tragedy, says Rav Pam, a tragedy of our times is that we have become the Zanav. We have to be Larosh Velo LeZanav. That's what the goal of life is. We have unfortunately become attracted to the prevailing surrounding culture. Whatever exists among them, we crave to have as well. This is the antithesis of the aforementioned bracha, Unesancha Hashem LaRosh, as the Pasuk says in Kisavo. So we have to make sure we're the Rosh, and the Rosh is, like it says here, we need people to be ma'asher us. Ro'ua banos vaya ashrua, at least do whatever we can to earn that. Upilak shim vaya halleluha. And now, the Umos Olam say it to Bnei Yisrael. Mizos Anishkafa Kamo Shachar. Who is this that looks down from the morning, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking down given to Bnei Yisrael. Yafa Kalavana Barakachama Ayuma Kanidgalos. The moon, the sun. Some say the moon is first dependent, and then the sun is independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always down and is with us. Elginas Egos Yaradati. Second to last pasuk. I went down to the garden of nuts. Liros Bibi Anachal, to see the flowers next to the river. Liros HaParcha Agefen, to see if blossoming has taken place. Heinetsu HaRimonim. Right, Rashi says this refers to Bayesheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built Bayesheni, and then he came down, and he was Mashu his Shechina there, and to see how we were doing. And as long as we kept the Torah, so he kept his presence there. Lo Yadati. Right, and now, the last pasuk, we'll get back to Alginas Egos. You know what, let's wait with the last pasuk. Alginas Egos, what is Alginas Egos? Why is it say that Hashem went down to the Garden of Nuts? Many different midrashim on this pasuk. We'll mention three. Rashi quotes one medrash. Rashi says, what is the Egos? Lama nimshul Yisrael le'egos, ma egoze ataroe oso kulo eitz. V'inika mashu v'socho, just like a nut. You look at it on the outside, it just looks hard. They all look the same. Potso umatso male maguros maguros shalochlin. And you open it, you crack it open, you see so much ochel inside. Kach Yisrael tsnuin van vasanasan maasehen. So do Jews are humble. They cover their actions. Vein ta, or they're supposed to be. Vein talmidim shebehem nikarim. Vein misparim lahachriz al shivchan. Bat kaso ata motzei oso male chachma. Right? If you look on the outside, it doesn't look like anything, but on the inside you do. If you look in the Shemen HaTov, the Haggadah, it has a Davar Nifla. Davar Nifla when it comes to nuts. There are some nuts that you have to just very easily just take the shell off. Other times you have to bang the nut against each other, a little harder, a little more forcefully, and then it comes off. And sometimes you have to get a separate kli, a nutcracker, in order to open it. Different types of nuts. So the same thing with Jews. Some Jews are inspired, you know, very easily. Just take off the cover. Some Jews have to be inspired by others. They have to push them a little with some force. And some, only through Yisurin, only through a kli, right? Only those. But either way, once all the covers are taken off, the insides are all the same. It's just the outside. The outside are different, right? The kliposein are difficult. But the inside is all beautiful. And that's how we have to look at all Jews. That's not shot number one. Number two, a second medrash, is that Rashi also quotes, when a nut falls into mud, nothing happens to it. You just wipe off the mud. Ma ego zen nofel batit ve'in mashe besocho nim'as. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. Af Yisrael golin lebein ha'umos. We go into Golus, and we're covered in mud, but velokin malkias harbi ve'imasi nim'asim. But we keep our inner beauty. And finally, the third day is that call every egos, every nut, let's say you have a pile of nuts and you move one nut, all the rest of the nuts start falling. Everything moves. Everything is connected. to each other, right? Rav Shechter in his Hagdama to his Sefer Ginas Egos says they named the Sefer based on the Medrash on this pasuk. Ma ego zeh tanotel echem and akri v'kulan yordinu misgalgolin zeh acher zeh. You move one, it affects everything else. He says that's his derech halimud that he learned from Rav Soloveitchik. All of Torah is connected to each other. Kol haTorah kulin yachod ani b'makom echad ashir b'makom acher. You could explain this Gemara based on a Gemara on the other side of Shas. That's Ginas Egos. Everything is connected to each other. Even a minog. If you look in the Chashuk Echemed, he quotes here a story from from Rabbi Yisrael Galchanan. From Yisrael Galchanan? Where's the story? Let me just find it. He quotes the story that there was a discussion, there was a wedding going on. Let me just find the here it is. Panu, there was a wedding going on and it was pouring. Umitros oz yardu lo hafsaka. Panu mechutanim. The mechutanim said, please, they spoke to Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Khan, can we just do it inside? It's not such great weather outside. He says to them, he quoted this medrash, Ginas Egos Yeradati. It applies to mitzvahs daraisa, mitzvahs darabanim, and hagim. If there's a possible way to fulfill the mitzvah, daraisa, darabanim, or even the minhag, so then one has to do it. And because everything is connected to each other, even the minhagim. So that is all what Hashem says, and then he comes down to see Heinetsu Agefen. Rav Pamir has a beautiful discussion of growth, of how growth has to be step by step and not jumping steps. But at the end, Bnei Yisrael, we were mizvadeh, lo yadati. We didn't know. Nafshi samasni, my soul, I have placed Markavos Amida Div under the wagons of other nations. Because we sinned, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu came back during Bayis Sheni, so we sinned. Again, this is all said al derech nevuah. But we sinned. V'nechshalti, Rashi says, b'sinas chinam u'machlokas. So again, the love is there, but, you know, we recognize the faults that we have made, and we hope to do better. Okay, two more prakim we have here in Shir HaShirim.